In the past 3 weeks, state legislatures in Wisconsin and Michigan have moved to strip power from incoming Democratic governors. The tactics, while themselves different, follow the efforts of North Carolina Republicans in 2016 to limit the power of then-governor-elect Democrat Roy Cooper. WFAE's Cole Del Charco has more.
Between the election of Governor Cooper and the time he took his seat in January 2017, the General Assembly took action to limit his ability to appoint cabinet members and members of the Board of Elections, among others. Some of those provisions stand, but some, like turning the Board of Elections bipartisan, were struck down in court. Still others are currently in litigation. Those laws set a precedent for other states, says David Weiner of the Brennan Center for Justice in New York.
I think North Carolina was clearly the canary in the coal mine for a certain brand of no-holds-barred tactics.
In effect, Weiner says, the process has been exported to lawmakers in Michigan and Wisconsin to counter incoming governors.
To change the rules after you lose the governor's election is tremendously corrosive to our democracy.
In Wisconsin, a bill to weaken the incoming governor is on the current Republican governor's desk. The bill would give legislators more power over the state's economic development agency and would limit the attorney general's power over a lawsuit the state is currently involved in. The Michigan legislature is set to debate this week whether to take more control of the state's position in court cases, a role currently held by the governor and attorney general. And there's nothing wrong with that, says conservative political consultant Paul Shoemaker in Raleigh. It's just politics.
What's taking place today is only new to a new generation. It's not new to American politics.
Shoemaker worked for North Carolina Governor Jim Martin when he was elected in 1984, the year a Democratic-controlled state legislature stripped his power and the power of the lieutenant governor. He says the executive, judicial, and legislative branches work together to balance each other out.
I will tell you this, if you try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American public, they're going to remember in the next election cycle.
And in North Carolina, he points out that citizens have elected a mostly Democratic court. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.